today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Salamu alaikum, dear listeners, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you very much for joining us on IRIB English Radio and this episode of today's special. We're speaking about poverty in Islam. Today, Monday, is the 6th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 11th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri Calendar, and the 3rd of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian Calendar. First, we'll listen to one verse from the Holy Quran, and then we go to our main topic for this episode. So for blessing this moment, we'll listen to chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 262 of the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. الذين ينفقون أموالهم في سبيل الله ثم لا يتبعون ما أنفقوا منا ولا أذى لهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah and then do not follow up what they have spent with reminders of it or other injury will have their reward with their Lord, and there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Those who spend some of their property in the way of Allah, but after that, benevolent action, they reproach or do something that cause injury, they destroy their reward, indeed with disreprobated action. It can also be said that such persons in many cases not only are not good doers, but also are some transgressors, because the honor of a man and his psychological social capitals are often surely more valuable than property and wealth. The givers of charity, however, their reward is reserved with their Lord in order that they go forth with a good amount of certainty along this path.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
Now, poverty in the view of Islam. Whatever the case, it is well known that poverty leads to crimes and corruption. Many nations suffer from it and are looking for solutions to this problem, but to no avail. And there is no solution except in Islam, which brought rulings for all people until the hour begins. The Muslim knows that poverty and richness, and whether things are given to one or withheld, are all subject to the decree of Allah. So he bears hardships with patience when they come, and he thanks Allah, may he be exalted, for good times when he finds them. But he's required to work and seek to earn a living so as to relieve himself and his family of poverty. But if someone is unable to do that because of health reasons or problems in his land, then Islam reveals him of poverty by means of zakat and charity that are given by the rich. This is the share of their wealth that the poor are entitled to.
شيخ روحاني
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Dear and respected brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Poverty is one of the very significant and at the same time challenging subject and topic that can be discussed from different perspectives. When it comes to the poverty, we should first of all focus on the mental and spiritual aspect of poverty. Then we must try our best to solve the economical problem, the material sort of problem, the physical sort of problems that you might face in your lives. So, for example, if you be with a very strong, reasonable, rational kind of beliefs in your lives, and you rely on these kind of strong beliefs. So from inside, you are strong enough because you can tolerate the difficulties, the challenges, the problems. This tolerance is important because if someone wants to become rich, for example, become wealthy, and of course, he must be able to face challenges, to tolerate, to bear the difficulties, to struggle a lot. The challenges should be tolerated by him first. If you're not able to tolerate, to bear the challenges, the difficulties, the hardships, and of course, you will not be able to solve any problem. So that's why mentally, you should not be poor. And spiritually, you should not be poor. Rather, you must be very much strong and powerful. This is the first step from the Islamic perspective. That's why when it comes to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at the Prophet. Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam first taught his companions the true teachings, the true principles, the true beliefs and ideas. That's why in the most difficult and challenging situation in Mecca, the companions of the Prophet did not leave their beliefs, did not put away their beliefs. And they were firm and strong enough to stay, to remain true Muslims.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Like the rain pouring all your love to every soul.
One of the means prescribed by Islam to solve poverty is encouragement to work and earn a living and to travel in the land to seek provision. Allah says in chapter Al-Mulk, that is chapter 67 of the Holy Quran, verse 15, He, Allah, it is who has made the earth subservient to you, easy for you to walk, to live, and to do agriculture on it. So walk in the path thereof and eat of his provision, and to him will be the resurrection. It was narrated that the Messenger of Allah, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him, and his family said, "No one ever eats any food better than that which he has earned with his own hands." The Prophet of Allah, Prophet Dawood, peace be upon him, ate that which he earned with his own hands. It was narrated from the Prophet said, "If one of you were to take a rope and bring firewood on his back and sell it, thus preserving his dignity, that is better for him than asking of people who may give to him or withhold from him."
You're the reason my life's worth living. You're the reason I'm alive. I'd be lost without you. You're the reason that I strive. You're my destiny.
Tips for imams for helping the poor and needy is keeping an eye out for the poor and the needy. Is there a brother who regularly comes and asks for money to support his family? Is there a sister who asks for money for her medication? Keep an eye out for those who are in need in your community. They don't have to necessarily say they are in need. Their physical condition might give away the sad truth, even if they are too noble to speak about it. Make a private list of those who you think are in need and then make a point to visit them and see their condition at home to investigate what their situation is and how you are and community can help.
Allah says, "Oh, you people, every one of you, every single one of you has been created by me are indeed poor. And I am the wealthy." Allah is never in need. We are in need of Allah. Number two, do not ask those who are in need and ask the one who is never in need. And number three, is if today you have money and you have wealth, don't become arrogant and say to the poor or to those who are in need that I am better than you. I have more than you. Because Allah, just like He gave you, He can take it away from you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given you, can take it away from you and give it to someone else. Especially the kids, the teenagers. If you have more than others, if Allah has been more kind to you, don't become arrogant with your friends. Show off everything that you have. And especially if they don't have. Try to be secretive if you know that they cannot afford the things that you have. Do not break their hearts. And sometimes people are so arrogant that they drive away the poor and the needy because of their arrogance. So they say, "What's this guy? He's so poor. Why? What is he doing here? I don't want to sit with this person. I don't want to talk to this person. I don't want him to be my friend." Because they are poor.
Brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Inshallah, we'll learn about Islamic views on poverty more on the next episode of today's special, tomorrow, inshallah. Thank you for joining us. We leave you in Allah's protection and fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفت إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي